Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Acts 5, verse 29. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than man."
This is all about following some rules and not following rules.
Which rules do we follow? Which rules do we not?
I enjoy making those decisions on a daily basis on which ones I feel like abiding to and which ones I don't. In all fairness, government rules, I really try to follow those. I really do. And definitely God's rules. But the ones that man create, to me, I feel like those are subject to my interpretation, my desire, and whether or not I feel like I'm going to abide by it or not.
Like the speed limit, isn't it?
That's a government one. And I stay pretty close. I really dislike the idea of getting a ticket. But I'll tell you, there'll be like a construction worker telling me where to go or what to do. And I'm like, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to stay right here. Like, if I don't, or...
But think about all those
school
old
rules.
The blue laws. Where they're like, well, you can't beat your wife with a belt bigger than 2 inches. Like, they have some really old blue laws on, like, every state on the books.
There's some about ice cream. Like, you're not allowed to put an ice cream cone in your pocket in one state or something.
Yeah, there's been some, like, there's some crazy laws out there. And I'm one of those, which I'll probably, somebody will write us a nasty email about this. But I'm one of those that I'm not happy about laws. Like, I wish we had less laws than we have. I think that not the survival of the fittest is the best way to go.
Sometimes.
But there are some things that, like the seatbelt law, I buckle myself up and I will definitely buckle all my children up. But sometimes I wish that it was a suggestion for me. I'm an adult. As long as I do all of my dependents and make sure they're buckled, it would be nice for me to be able to drive around my neighborhood without my seatbelt on and not technically breaking the law. Like, but so I buckle up because it's the law, but there are certain circumstances that I'm like, this law is stupid.
Oh, piggybacking on that, I got a ticket in my husband's hometown for not wearing a seatbelt, driving from one gas station to the next. I was looking for some decent sweet tea, okay? And in the South, I should have been able to get that at the first gas station.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, they disappointed me, so I went to the next. And it was literally just across the street. I was out of my vehicle before I realized there was lights flashing on a vehicle behind me, and the officer was like, "Why did you get out of your car?" I was like, "I'm getting sweet tea." It's like, "I just pulled you over." I was like, I mean, I didn't even go, literally not even a quarter of a mile. It was across the street without my seatbelt. Wrote me a ticket. Oh. I was so mad.
Yeah, I would be too.
I was like, so mad. I broke a rule, but.
Yeah, this laws like that drive me crazy. When it's laws that you're hurting, if you're just hurting yourself, I'm like, now I understand there's importance in wearing your seatbelt. I also understand that some of those things should be our discretion.
Oh, agreed.
But regardless,
we're talking about rules right now. We haven't even gotten to the verse, but yes, we're talking about our feelings on
with authority.
Yes. And liking to make our own decisions and having free will and being able to do as we please.
Yes.
And I understand governments were put there and put in place for our protection and to help us in certain ways.
Now, that granted, might have been why they put in place, but that's not why they continue.
No, that's way different. That's exactly right.
We won't go down that
because this whole podcast today will then talk way not about actual scripture.
Yes.
And
but it is one of those, I'm glad that God doesn't have as many laws on us as man does. He doesn't. He asks for our heart, and when he gets our heart, we want to do things for him and we don't want to do things that disappoint him. Most of the time, as long as you're living in a somewhat modern society, most of our laws coexist with God's laws. Like, it's illegal to murder here. Most countries, it's illegal to murder.
Well, if you even look at the ones that God has written for us, the rules that he's written for us, it's really just to keep us in freedom and protection within those limitations.
Yeah.
It's like giving limitations to your kids. You don't want them to just
will make you have a happy life. If you don't murder people, then you won't have avenging family trying to come kill you. You know, there's other reasons to not murder, but I'm simplifying it right now. In this particular part in Acts, do you remember what Peter and the other apostles were talking about in why they chose to follow God's laws and not man?
So these poor guys were all locked up, had been thrown into prison, and were told essentially by the powers that be, we don't want you preaching the gospel. We don't want you proclaiming Jesus is Christ. We don't want you in the public square teaching people anything. And as soon as they were released, as soon as they got out, they went straight back into doing exactly mm-hmm. what they were told by the government not to do. And they told them, because they gathered them back in and said, we just let you out. We just told you, don't do this.
Yeah.
And they responded with, we ought to obey God rather than men. God asks us to, he commissions all of us to go and share the gospel.
Yeah. There are some very dangerous places around this world to go and share the gospel. And I have to give them a lot of credit, because when Peter says this, think about it. God is not in his face ready to throw down the gauntlet if Peter doesn't obey God. He's not right there. God is allowing Peter his own free will to do what he pleases with what he's been shown. Whereas the lawmakers and the government, who can put him to death, who can imprison him, are in his face, visibly, like tangibly in his face, saying, don't do this. And he still has the guts to say, no, I am going to obey God, not man. What guts that has.
That's that's a fantastic point. I didn't even really look at it like that. Yeah, when you put yourself in that situation, he was faced with more imprisonment. Mm-hmm. Beatings. They beat these apostles.
Oh yeah,
all the time. Beheaded most of them to death at some point.
Yes,
and but yet they did it anyway. They knew what they were facing. They knew the opposition,
and they still
did it anyway. They're like, nope, we're gonna obey God, not man.
Could you imagine if we were doing this podcast in a country that being a Christian was illegal? Meeting in each other's basements instead of our living rooms, thinking like, okay, where are we going to post this onto the internet die?
Then we straight put it on the internet. Yeah. For everyone. It's, you can't do that there.
Yeah.
In those places. And if they find out about you doing it privately, much less publicly, you can die. Your whole family can die.
Astonishes me that back then, Christianity was brand new, and they still were strong enough to just say, no, I'm going to do this.
It shows you the power of the Holy Spirit on his people, that you would be able to have the strength and the confidence and the assurance that I am going to follow the God of the universe, and no matter what happens, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Peter right here has to keep his eye on eternity and wanting to please God and not the momentary pain that he is facing.
I can kind of see this verse a little bit in relation to just kind of what's going on in our country today. As Christians, we hold a set of values and a set of beliefs about life through the lens of what God's given us. But not everybody believes the same way we do here in America. We've got freedom of religion, so everybody's mm-hmm. allowed to pick and choose, and we're not all the same, and it's different.
And even not all Christians are the same.
No, they're not. Yeah. It's everything's all different. It's so diverse here. And I can see, I mean, you're just watching, open your news app every day. Pay attention to public social media like Twitter. You're going to see the pushback of people trying to impose laws now, like trying to get laws passed in our government to make us as Christians go against our beliefs. And
it might come down to a time that it's gonna be bad. We might have to say this. We ought to obey God than man and face horribleness. I mean, already right now, Christians that stand up for what they believe get chastised on social media. Jury by Twitter.
Yeah, it's true. And if you look at what some of our brothers and sisters are standing up for, and they're getting drugged through lawsuits because they're just trying to follow their belief system, and they should have the right. That's why we have this country, was so that we could have our rights. And now they're trying to be stripped away from us, and we're getting to a place where our environment now is getting a lot more hostile towards us, and we're gonna have to stand up and fight back. And it's nice to see some of our brothers and sisters winning in some of these situations, and our rights have not yet been completely stripped away for our religious freedoms. But I know if it does come to a point where the government does pass something that goes against our values and our beliefs, there is going to be a bit of a resistance on our end, because as Christians, we're not all going to just lay down and take those rules. It's just, we're going to obey God.
Yeah. And it does become intimidating, especially when it's the government saying. A well-known article in the last couple of years has been the wedding cake guy. He didn't want to make a specific kind of wedding cake. And I don't really remember what they wanted on it, but he felt convicted that he should not be making that wedding cake. Okay. Well, that in freedom of speech and religion, technically if you feel like that goes against your religion, then you shouldn't have to make it. Now, I'm not saying being prejudiced is okay, because it's definitely not. Being sexist is not okay. Not serving somebody because they are different race, sex than you, it's not okay. Discrimination in any form. But freedom of religion, doing something that is satanic as a Christian, I shouldn't have to do a wedding cake that has that those kind of symbols on it. The government shouldn't force me to do those sorts of things. And it is, like, it's been a little scary lately in trying to see what they're trying to make certain people do or not do, depending on the situation.
And it's so sad how we're viewed as hateful. And I do know that there are some bad apples out there that are just making us...
Those are not real
Christians. They're not Christians.
No,
they're not.
Because they're judgmental and hateful, and that's everything we go against.
That's exactly right.
I'll never forget. Okay, so in Nashville, I've gone to several concerts of different ones, too. Mostly Christian. And outside of every single concert, there are some interesting human beings with signs that tell me that God hates me.
And megaphones. And you're screaming into these, like,
yes.
1980s created megaphones.
There was even one at the Veterans Day parade that I was in that God hates me. I'm like, these people are not Christians, and they are giving us such a bad name.
Yes,
but they go around saying that they are. And it's
It's really not helping.
Yeah.
Helping portray God in any way that is actually who he is.
Yeah. And if you're trolling on the internet, just stop. Like, no judgments should be ever made off of somebody's tweet or somebody's Facebook post. you don't know the heart behind it. And even if you did, that is not, like, it's between them and God. Going in that rabbit hole, that is not what God is telling us to do. That is not obeying God.
Even just having the discussions or arguments on the internet is really not the best place to try to have people see your point of view.
No.
It almost never changes anyone's mind. But is it important that we have these real conversations and bring up these kind of taboo subjects in society? Because nobody wants to upset anybody or piss anybody off unless it's on social media, and then it's okay. Like, can we please just have... We're going to be kinder to each other if we do it face-to-face. We're going to listen better if we do it face-to-face. That I feel like, oh, just hiding behind the mask of security of the internet, it's just...
It's just not the place
to do it. It's not healthy. So no. I guess I would like to... We would like to encourage you to not engage that way. Still stand up for what you believe. Beautifully and lovingly say the things you want to say, just in general, but to not engage in that.
You can say that at the store when somebody in love, like, not spreading judgment. We are not called to judge others out there. Are we supposed to hold accountable to people in our own church and we're supposed to sharpen each other? Yes. But that's people that you know that you're doing life with. You're not coming in to the mama with the special needs kid throwing a fit on the ground saying, you know what would solve that? A nice spanking. No, that's not being a good Christian. That's not obeying God. That's not what he wants to do. That is not the right thing. We are supposed to show love in every situation. And even in unjust laws, there is room for us to show love and obey God. And most of the time, still, at least in this country, obey our laws too.
This week's challenge is to pray for our country's administration, that they will have the backbone of the moral system that God gave us, and that we will be able to have laws and rules that reflect God.
So glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing, and catch all our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week.